This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
And I'm Sammy. And we're back. What's up, Jordana?
I saw that the writer strike ended. Not the writer strike. The actor strike ended. So congrats to everyone. Congrats to us, because I really need some good TV.
I know. I mean, my first thought, and I said this on the morning announcements, so I'm repeating it, was that I need the White Lotus to immediately resume, start filming, and we got to get that out, you know?
Right. Well, where were they? They're going to be not.
No, they weren't anywhere, they're going to film in Thailand, but I think that they, you know, they obviously couldn't actually film.
Right. Well, hopefully everyone can get back to work, because
nobody wants to work anymore.
Are you watching? I'm like not watching anything. There's nothing on.
I'm watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, The Real Housewives of Miami. What else am I watching?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, but...
You know what I watched randomly two nights ago?
What?
Tell Me Lies.
What was that again?
Cold Spring Harbor.
Oh, yeah. You watched it again?
I just put on... I was like, I needed something in the background. I wanted something that I had, like, seen, but not heavy and not, like, The Sopranos or Succession or... And I was like, I want something like bad, good, or good, bad, you know? So I put that, I was like, that seems like fun. And that, I don't know. I randomly thought of it again.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good show. I can't wait. I'm excited for that one to come back too.
We need more shows like that. Like just mid level, not too intense. People don't get too invested in them.
Yeah.
Like
you kind of forget about them after, but like while you're in it, you're excited.
Until you remember it and you're like, oh, that was great.
I watched this like kind of funny horror movie. It's supposed to be funny. It's called Totally Killer. It was like a funny, scary movie with Kiernan Shipka. She's like the main girl. And Julie Bowen plays her mom. It's one of those like time machine scary movie situations. I thought it was going to be really stupid, but it was actually like very entertaining and pretty funny. Because it's basically like she like, I don't want to give anything away, although it happens kind of in the beginning.
But I don't really care.
Whatever.
Just spoiler
alert.
She has to
go back to like her mom is Julie Bowen, and like to prevent her mom's like murder, because her mom's friends were like murdered in the 80s in their high school. They're all like when they were like 16, and then the killer comes back and like kills her mom. So then she goes back in time to try to like solve the murder. But then she's like in the 80s, and it's just very funny. It's kind of like a Gen Z, like critiquing all the like messed up things in the 80s.
Oh, that's so funny. I love that. I don't like murder.
Well, there's like a little murder, but it's like absurd murder.
It's not about murder. It's about it's about like the script, you mean?
It's about the script. There is some murder. It's like,
do I have to look at the murder?
It's like stupid, but like it's like almost like it's like graphic, but it's stupid.
I could close my eyes if I wanted.
Yeah. And it's just kind of like, it's just kind of funny to see like I like the premise in terms of like, it was funny to watch like someone Gen Z like making fun of all the like the things that would no longer fly now.
Okay. And so it's basically like it's called Totally Killer.
Yeah.
That sounds great. I'd watch that.
Because she like goes back in time and she realizes that like, her mom was like kind of a huge bitch. Like she was like the mean girl.
That's really funny. Okay. I need to watch it, because that is kind of, it seems like, okay. It sounds like exactly what you're describing. I'm definitely into that.
I laughed out loud like a couple of times. I thought
that's
it was
big for you.
Yeah.
Were you alone? Were you with Mike?
No, it was with Mike.
I feel like because when you're alone, you're less likely to laugh out loud. So if you laugh out loud, it's kind of a bigger deal.
You think?
Do you feel that way? Yeah. Like when I'm with someone, I think I'm more likely to laugh aloud because I'm like, there's just more laughter. And if they laugh, it's just like you're more primed to laugh.
He wasn't as into the movie even as I was. Like he wasn't paying. He was kind of like background for him. And I was like more fully watching. So I think I was like almost alone. You know what I mean? I was half alone because he was there. But it wasn't like, oh, he was fully watching with me. There were just like some funny lines. And I forgot about Kieran Shipka, but she's like,
love her.
It's funny. She's pretty good.
I'm going to watch that. You know what made me laugh out loud? Not a movie, but a book. I read Ziwei's. She wrote a book of essays. It's called Black Friend Essays. Okay. And it was so fucking funny. Like I laughed out loud several times during reading her book.
Oh, wow.
It was like, I'm going to maybe pick it for Bachelor Society next week, even though I wouldn't normally like choose a memoir or like a book of essays. It's just, it's like one of those things where like her commentary is so clever and hilarious and like just fun to read. Right. And I don't know. I'll give it to you. It's short. It's also short. It's short. It's
Are you still reading physical books?
I honestly, sometimes I do both. Mm-hmm. But I like a physical book. I'm trying to collect a library.
Certain big books are better physical books, and a lot of them are the books where like you want to go. Though I find the better physical books are like the nonfiction, like
yes, agreed.
Nonfiction like fact books where I'm like sometimes I'm like I get past it in a Kindle, and then I'm like oh I want to go back and like read how to do that thing or like the interesting insight. I'm like I don't know how to find it at this point.
Whereas if you have
a physical book, you can like note it or somewhere.
Right. You know, I like to highlight. I like to make little marks on my books. No, that's also okay. Something, it's harder for me to get myself to like switch to a physical book. But once I'm in it, it actually gets me like off my phone, off my screens. Mm-hmm. And I can like get really into it because I like the physical feeling of like turning the page, especially if you get like a good book that feels good. I don't know if you feel distinctions between those things, but I do. Like,
perhaps.
But what's annoying is that the books you're most likely to buy physically are books that are like in an airport that you are kind of the worst books.
Right. The fiction books where I'm like, I don't need to ever read this stupid like Colleen Hoover book again.
Right. Like I could just have that on my Kindle. I don't like need it. But a memoir, I think like books like about like a memoir or a nonfiction, I agree. Or something with like images.
Anything
obviously.
That's useful that you'd want to go back to. Like you don't need to go back to a fiction book.
Yeah, Ziwei's book was so fucking funny. I can't like I can't like recite any. Basically, she just writes sort of about herself from kind of like the perspective of like the quote black friend, but it's not limited to that. Like it's not about like her being a friend. It's like so much more commentary and like about her experience, and so much of it is just so many fucking funny jokes and comments about just general things. So I love it. I recommend it. And follow the Bachelor Society. Sign up for the newsletter.
Do it.
Yeah, do it.
Just do it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it too much. Just do it.
Just do it. I'm sure that works. That's Nike's slogan. Don't think about it too much.
That's the part that I added in as the Betches part of the slogan.
Okay. I mean, look, I think they were really, they might be, they've been around a long time. They might need an upgrade. Don't even think about it too much.
Yeah, just stop. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just shut up. Just do it.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't even remember what we were telling them to do. Buy Ziwei's book and sign up for the Bachelor Society. Do both of those things. You know whose book I'm going to read next? Because we had him on this podcast, Danny Pellegrino.
Oh, amazing.
It's a book of like funny holiday stories, like about family stuff. I feel like it's probably up your alley too.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I'll read it and then I'll give it to you after.
Although I don't really like memoirs that much.
But they're not memoirs. They're
just funny stories.
I think a memoir is like what Britney Spears wrote, where it's like, I was born, then I did this.
But even like I read like Mindy Kaling's book, which isn't really a memoir. It's like funny stories. I'm kind of, I don't know.
I don't really remember Mindy Kaling's book.
It's
but
good. Like it's not about like her book is good. It's just kind of, I don't know if I like those kinds of books. Maybe.
I hear what you're saying. I think what I find with those kinds of books, because sometimes I like them and sometimes I don't, is sometimes when the person leads with their lives rather than leads with the commentary and then fits their lives in, mm-hmm. it's usually less interesting unless their life is fucking crazy.
Right.
Than if the person writes about stuff and then layers their own life into it.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Most people's lives are not that
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, not like that exciting, but they're using sort of common themes. I don't know. Just something to think about.
Fair.
So just do it, whatever we were saying you should do.
Just do it again.
Don't think about too much about it.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, the actors are back. They're back at work today.
Do you think they're back like today?
They are back today.
But it's like, are they back in the studio? Like, or they don't get any grace period? What if they were like on vacation?
I mean, I can't speak to that, but they are back today because I included it in the morning announcements. It ended, they allow them to work as of like midnight last night.
Wow.
This morning.
I wonder if anyone's like a little disappointed, like, you know, hoping it would last a little longer, have a good excuse to not go to work.
I'm sure there are some people, but I think for the most part, people want
everyone's
to be
ready
over. Because also, like, you can't do press.
It's very jarring to not get any warning, though, to be like, oh, now you're back at work today. Like, what if they had plans today?
No, I don't think they got no warning. I think the union is communicating to them. And this is just my assumption.
Right.
Is like, we are going, or because negotiations broke down like a few weeks ago and then they came back. So I feel like what they, you know, they know, okay, they know negotiations were not happening and then they are. And then they hear like rumors of progress. So I think if anyone's like,
right. Okay, you know, if you're in the know, you probably knew this was coming.
Or you know that it's like they might reach a deal, keep in mind, rather than like they're nowhere near a deal, they're not reaching one, and they're on a break.
We were on a break.
So they still have to ratify the deal. It's actually, they got a very good deal. They got protections against AI. They got the biggest wage minimum increase above, like, more than the Writers Guild and I believe the Directors Guild. So it's like a 7% increase in minimums, I believe. And they're now ratifying the deal and they're already back at work. And it's going to probably take like a week.
Everyone wants to work these days.
Yeah. Look, everyone wants to work for more money. I really do believe that.
Yeah. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/betches. I'm very excited for Stranger Things. I know you don't watch it. I want to see the last season. I'm weirdly into it.
No, it's not weird. I think like you're very normal. I'm like the out of the, I'm like not out of the ordinary, but I'm not like, I would say it's very normal to be really into Stranger Things.
It's not my typical genre, but I've become pretty into it.
You do like something a little fantastical.
I guess so. Maybe it is. Maybe it's more my typical genre than Game of Thrones is like, the thing is like Stranger Things is like sort of a kid's show.
But like, so is like, kids shows are also sort of adult shows even.
But Game of Thrones is not a kid's show.
It's not, but like even kid's shows can be watched on an adult level.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm saying, but it's just like, it's not like the cool, I don't think as a 34-year-old woman, it's like the coolest show for me to like.
No, honestly, I don't think it's like, it's not all the rage. I wouldn't say it's like target demo is like our age, but I still think it's a very mainstream show. It's not like you're watching Bluey.
Right. I'm so excited for Bluey to begin filming.
Is that even like live action?
I have no idea how the strike impacts Bluey.
Yeah. You're not like, oh, let me get back to watching Rugrats. Like,
right. Fair enough. Very good point. Did you see Jared Leto scale the Empire State Building this morning?
I saw that. Do we have a reason why for attention?
He said, I was more excited than nervous to tell you the truth. He said, I have to be honest, it was very, very hard. It was a lot harder than I thought it would be, of course. I mean, obviously.
You're scaling a vertical building.
You just know the endurance that it took, the stamina that it took. It was very sharp. The reason it was an homage to the newest project from his and brother Shannon Leto's band, 30 Seconds to Mars. I've always had a fascination with the Empire State Building. And I love to climb. And we're launching a world tour. 30 Seconds to Mars is back on the road. So we put an album out. And it's called The End of the World, But a Beautiful Day. So it was in celebration of the tour and doing those things that you aspire to do. I thought maybe this was like in protest of something or like,
oh, you
a
did?
Climate change was... thing. Because Jared Leto like,
why
would
it be climate change?
I don't know. Just
Jared
like
Leto making... doesn't really, Jared Leto's priority is Jared Leto.
I thought he's like an activist of some way, shape or form ish.
I mean, no? He has some, there's some sketchy things. I don't want to go into them Fair. Without details.
It seems like a weird stunt to, weird, complicated, unnecessary stunt then. If it's just to promote his band. Like, make some flyers.
No, I think this is, like, incredibly him. Like, we're talking about it. We wouldn't be talking about flyers.
I guess. Yeah, I guess he got he got his ad placement on the Ad Betches podcast.
Yeah, like, now I know what his band's called. Now I know he has a brother named Shannon. Now I know that he, look, honestly, I need to know more about how he did it. Like, was he on a belay? Was he wearing like
just clawing
a magnet?
His way
like,
to the top?
You can't just claw your way up the building. I'm sorry, that doesn't happen. Okay. So he was doing something. This was not like a spontaneous act. It was organized. So I want to know more about that. But more importantly, I regret that we talked about this and gave him free impressions.
Well, it's too late for us. Yeah. I mean, I guess we could cut it, but we won't.
No.
Okay. Patrick Dempsey is People's 2023 Sexiest Man Alive. I feel like this is like 10 years too late.
I think I don't understand why they would. Look, I think Patrick Dempsey is very sexy, but the whole thing is that like they gave it to him way too late. They gave it to him way too late.
Yeah, he's not of the moment anymore. Like, but he is very hot. Objectively so.
He said, I was complete when he found out that he said, I was completely shocked. And then I started laughing like, this is a joke, right? I've always been the bridesmaid. I completely forgotten about it and never even contemplated being in this position. So my ego is good. It's nice to have the recognition. And certainly my ego takes a little bump, but it gives me the platform to use it for something positive. Okay, this sounds like his PR person put him up for this. My ego. Two mentions of your ego.
But like, why was he chosen this year and not in like 2006 at the height of Grey's Anatomy?
Maybe because someone else was chosen in 2006. Holly, let us know who was in 2006. And maybe because there's so many problematic people that it would have been hard. He's the only person who's like not problematic who's left to
pick. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I guess everyone who comes off.
George Clooney was 2006.
Okay. I mean, George Clooney could have been this year.
George Clooney has some things that people would have brought up about him.
Really? Like what?
Google them. Just okay. Google them.
I saw he's selling his Como house.
Yeah.
Is that what they're talking about?
No, but I mean, maybe look, just Google. Like, here's the thing.
Listen, everyone is problematic.
No, it's not that he's problematic. It's that bringing attention to a person causes people who used to whisper about certain things to talk about them much louder. And I think that that's like, they know they don't want to do that. Or Patrick Dempsey just paid for this and is playing stupid.
Who do you think would like, who do you think behind the scenes would be paying like all of their savings to get crowned sexiest man alive?
Tom Sandoval.
Who do you think? I was going to say, it'd be funny if it was like Carl next year.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I don't actually think that he doesn't have that. He doesn't right. like care. I can't think that he cares about that. Oh,
I'm surprised Pete Davidson hasn't been like named this.
He should have been. He's the
That's
actual.
That's what I'm saying. That's like an interesting choice. Not like,
I mean, Patrick Dempsey is, I would say, like
much sexier than Pete Davidson.
Anatomically better looking. But yes. I do think that if there are a lot of women who would choose to have sex with Pete Davidson over Patrick Dempsey.
I think you have to know
sound
him,
like I'm objectifying
though.
Them.
I think you'd have to know him. Though I'm surprised sexiest man alive is like still a thing. It seems a little antiquated now
right
that I'm
it's
about
like
it.
The sexiest woman, it's like eh.
Yeah, why don't they do sexiest woman?
Well, do they? They might.
I don't think so.
I don't
never,
like it.
I never hear about it.
They definitely is a Maxim like hottest or something.
They do,
most beautiful women.
Okay, but there's several of them, not one winner.
There's also there's also like other people who were chosen in the sexy men. Maxim did it. And Sports Illustrated.
Who's on the board of the vote for sexiest man and woman?
We should do an investigation and come back with that next week.
Maybe we should do like the sexy Olympics at Betches. And then like you
that
have to
sounds
compete.
Like an HR violation.
Very fair. Like, no, but it's not about us. It's about like celebrities.
Oh, like we're deciding.
Yeah, that's not like voting among like the employee like our employees. Okay. No, I meant like you should
the way you
like
said it though is
because like to win the Olympic gold medal, you have to like do something to beat out
judges.
Others. Yeah, there should okay. be like a you should have to enter.
One of my earliest, okay, this speaks to one of my earliest ideas that I had in college for a business before Betches, which is that there should be something called the hot, like, you know, there's fantasy football. There mm-hmm. should be like the Hollywood Stock Exchange where you can like play celebrities and public figures with like fake tokens, you know, and their public, you know, and there's sort of like a way to measure their like prevalence, their you know, if they're breaking out, their public sentiment. And like you're basically trade. It's just a game where you're trading tokens.
You're objectifying the stars.
But it's not about the hotness. It's about their like, it's about
their
like,
inherent worth.
No, it's a, yeah, it's about who they are as humans. No, it's about their like relevance and popularity. You know, like right now, Travis Kelce's stock would be very high. But if right. you bought Travis Kelce's stock in April, you would have made a lot of tokens.
Right. Well, that's kind of probably what every like agency think like does just every day. Like they're either like choosing to sign and invest in people or not.
Well, I would think it's more like they're driving the hypothetical price that we, the consumers, are gambling on.
Right.
Like what's happening to that celebrity?
Unlike in fantasy football where there's like a set number of people on each team, there's sort of a limitless amount of...
Well, there's no
stars.
Teams. It's just, it's like real, it's like stocks. Like there's limitless stocks.
Right. We're just trying to commodify humans now that the actor strike is over. We're trying to find a different way to take advantage of the actors in Hollywood.
I literally had this idea in 2008. I was like, it's not really fair that like there's fantasy football, but there's nothing for us to play. I mean, unless you play fantasy football, again, not to sound sexist. I do not like fantasy football. I think it is predominantly men who play. And I think that it would be really fun if we had our own stock exchange.
I agree. There should be something. I don't know that this is it.
Okay.
But I like where you're headed.
Okay. Well,
let's
maybe
refine that.
Listeners. Actually, no. This is RIP. Don't tell us anything. Anyway, you know whose stock would be up? Maybe we could just play on the podcast.
Sure. Whose stock is up?
I'm not modeling this.
Well, when your stock is down, you go to the Caymans. So
exactly.
That's,
we're right. already sort of like doing this. Okay. Kourtney Kardashian's stock is up. She just had her first child with Travis Barker. The baby's name is Rocky. And that.
Didn't we find that out last year that his name was
going
to be Rocky?
No, they were going to name okay. him Rocky. And now Got he's it. Here and his name is Rocky.
Okay.
Travis said the name reminds him of Rocky George, who was the guitar player for the band Suicidal Tendencies, as well as the movie Rocky. I've never heard of the former. I have heard of the latter.
Well, I hope Scott Disick is doing okay.
You think?
I don't. I don't.
Do you think
I
he is doing okay?
I think he's probably not doing that well.
Okay. Well, we'll find out on next season of The Kardashians.
Didn't Courtney say like the whole reason she stayed with Scott was so that she, like, all her kids could have the same dad?
I think it was more that she could like have more kids with the dad.
So that the kids could have the same dad, right?
I think it was like she wanted X amount of kids and then later on she found a new, like, I don't think it was like she planned to have more kids. It's like right. she found Travis and she wanted more kids, but she could have also not had more kids. I don't think she was like not now that she was with Travis and she had the kids that she wanted to have. I don't think it was like, oh, I gotta get a, like have another kid. It's more like she ended up with Travis and they had another kid because
right.
They
but she definitely
to.
Said something. I remember this discussion on this show about something about her wanting to like stay with Scott so that she could have. Like, so that she could have the kids and the kids would have the same dad.
Yes, but I think that that was kind of like her. I don't think she thought she was going to have more kids after her first three children.
Right. Well, wrong. Here we are.
Yeah.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
So there's a new Met Gala theme. What is it?
It is for next year. It has been announced. It is Sleeping Beauties, colon, reawakening fashion. How do you interpret that?
Like bringing up problematic people of the past.
Who are tired.
Yes.
Well, it's actually what they say is that it's going to be an exhibit dedicated to 50 historically significant pieces that are too delicate ever to be worn again.
They got the idea from Kim, probably. Yeah,
that's
right?
I literally had that same thought.
I mean, that's exactly what she like did, didn't she?
Yeah, that is what she did. She's so influential. But they basically, I mean, the Met Gala, many forget, is actually just a celebration for an art exhibit, a fashion exhibit at the Met's Costume Institute. So they're basically, it's to highlight a collection of 250 designs spanning four centuries from the museum's permanent collection with all the big designers, Dior, Yves Saint Laurent, wasn't it? Who did it? Cerulean gowns. Then they did a jacket. I think we need a jacket here. Anyway, they say that vast technologies like augmented reality, AI, and CGI will be incorporated into the show to reactivate the sensory capacities of masterworks in the museum's collection. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Although I'm sure the person who makes it doesn't feel that way.
How long do you think until Northwest is invited to the Met Gala?
She could be there this year.
You think? Well, I wonder if there's like an age limit.
Do you think they wouldn't waive that for North?
I don't know. It's like Anna Wintour's decision. I could see her being like, no children.
I could see Blue Ivy getting invited before North. And I would support that because Blue Same. Ivy performed at her mother's giant international tour every night and was flawless.
Blue Ivy is working.
She's Blue Ivy has a job. I actually feel like but here's the thing. I wonder if it would be like, can we invite Blue but not North? Is that, I can't believe these are the children's
names.
I think they could. I think it would be, I would love that.
Are they friends? Are they the same age? I don't know how old anyone is.
I think
they're
pretty close in age. How old is, I think North is a little younger. She is 11. How old is Northwest? She is 10.
Oh, okay. I'm sure they'll hang out at some point.
They're in the double digits. I'm sure they've hung out.
You think? I feel like we would have seen pictures.
Nah, that's worth too much money.
Okay. Create your ideal celebrity children clique.
Okay. Do they all have to be the same ages?
They have to be within like 2 or 3 years of each other.
Okay. Can we brainstorm some celebrity children first?
Predict the like celebrity children clique of 10 years from now.
You have to help me think of people. Okay. But I think that.
There's Suri Cruz.
I don't think she's going to be part of this.
You don't think so? You think Suri Cruz and the Shiloh Jolie Pitt are like over it?
They're too old. They're too independent. They are going to do their own. Like,
they're more children of like people of the generation before.
Yeah, they're not in the same group. I will say one child who I think is going to be the center of her clique is Sarah Foster's older daughter. And I think she is going to be like all with the celebrity kids. I've never heard of her. But she's like very central in LA. Because of who they are.
Sammy's calling it.
And then I'm trying to think of who else is like around that. I mean, I feel like Blue Ivy is not like going to be in the school cliques. Like she's working.
She's doing her own thing.
Northwest, I also feel like will not be part of
Northwest
the normal.
Northwest is like friends with Jessica Simpson's daughter. She went on her special like private plane birthday party. So there's that group.
There's Chrissy Teigen's daughter, too young for this.
A little too young. There's like, who are like the 10-year-olds in Hollywood? Who is part of the 10-year-old mafia?
Who are Kate Hudson's kids? Rachel Zoe's kids? Rachel Zoe's son. Hmm. Everyone's going to be after him.
Might just be the Kardashian cousins, like making their own crew.
More. No, they're too varied in age. And there's so many more celebrities who, Blake Lively's kids.
What about Garner and Affleck's kids?
Oh, that's who I was trying to think. I was like, who's the one who went to the white party?
With the glasses.
I could see her being friends with Blue Ivy.
No way.
Yeah.
She's too old for them. Maybe the younger one.
Okay.
What's her name? Serafina? Or Serafina's the younger one?
That's the one we're talking about. Yeah.
Oh. Violet. Yeah. A lot of people. They should have like all the twins get together. J-Lo's got twins.
A lot of them have twins.
Mariah's got twins. Does Julia Roberts have twins?
I'm pretty sure she does.
Who's in the scene?
I don't know. It's hard
What about the Jonas Brothers? They have kids?
No. I mean, they do, but they are not old enough to be part of this.
Whose child would you want to be? Would you want to be Archie?
No, absolutely not.
Even though he's like removed, but he's still like a little prince.
Too much going on for attention, projection.
Whose parents are happily married?
Are Emily Blunt and John Krasinski actually happily married?
Oh, yeah. They look like they are for now.
Are they actually?
You know, those would be fun parents.
I thought Meryl Streep and Don Gummer were happily married, but as we know, they're not.
I mean, Don Gummer is a lot less famous than
these I would want to be Meryl Streep's daughter. As we
she,
know.
Her daughter's in, have you been watching Gilded Age season 2?
No, but maybe that's something I want to watch. No, I would love to be Meryl Streep's daughter. Probably her. Probably Meryl Streep's. Although no. Ooh, then you like live
Holly
in the
said
shadow.
She heard rumors that John and Emily are in an open relationship.
That's what I was saying. I feel like I heard something like that too.
I think everyone in Hollywood is an open relationship though.
Or like their definition of, yeah, maybe.
I think that we think of everything in terms of like traditional relationship norms. And I just don't think that applies there.
I think you're right completely. And I think the same thing applies for like sexuality.
Totally. Agreed.
And I think we're all just a bunch of prudes.
Yeah. Who are like watching them and they just kind of like do the song and dance for us where they pretend to be in like monogamous relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Would you rather your stepdad be Pete Davidson or Ben Affleck?
Pete Davidson.
You prefer him as a stepdad?
Yes. Why? I imagine he is less, I just sense less anger.
Okay.
I sense more depression and
less anger.
Did you see
the Ben Affleck looking depressed again? New pic came out?
No.
This time he's holding he's holding a Starbucks.
Do they pay him to look
depressed? I don't know. I mean,
was Dunkin' closed? Look, I'm holding a Dunkin'.
I mean, I feel like it's so off brand for him that it's almost like weird that he's like, are you okay? He's holding a Starbucks.
I need to see this picture. Ben Affleck holding Starbucks. I see. News. Images. He holds Starbucks other times.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him. I would love to know like what is going on with Ben Affleck.
I would rather him not be my stepdad. And I'd rather have Pete Davidson be my stepdad.
All right, fine. Ben Affleck or Brad Pitt?
Ben Affleck. Because there are no documented instances of him being physical with his children. And there are for Brad Pitt.
Very fair.
So, you know, you got, look, I already had a depressed dad. I can weather that.
Fair enough.
What about you? Who would you prefer?
I agree. I think Pete Davidson would be like the most fun stepdad. Mm-hmm. Because he's probably like sneaking you alcohol or something.
And just funny and like direct. And
you know, he's not like not smart. Really trying to be your dad.
Yeah. And like he's a smart guy. You could probably have more fun with him.
Is he a smart guy?
I think comedians are usually smart in some way. Like, I think that's kind of, if you're a really successful comedian, you have a certain type of intelligence that is
fair.
That has made you that way. Maybe it's not like you can do math really well. I don't know. You know,
right.
But there's a million. I think just little soapbox for a second. I think there's like a wrong. I think we think about intelligence wrong, like in all of us, like and smartness wrong.
Well, there's many different kinds of intelligence.
Right. But that's what I mean. I think that like, but when people say smart or like intelligent as shorthand, it means like the high performing intelligence, quick processing kind of way. But there's a lot of different, I don't know. I just think there's like more ways that people to look at it.
Yeah. But I think that's known. That's like emotional intelligence, like intellectual intelligence. There's like multiple ways to.
Yeah. I know. I just mean like I would assume Pete Davidson is intelligent generally, even if it's not like
fair. I don't know. His stand-up isn't that good. I don't like it that much.
I don't think I've ever even seen his stand-up. I think I just think he's like a funny, like he says stuff funny.
He's just got like a vibe. I don't know.
Yeah. BDE, as they say.
Yeah.
Said several years ago. Who would you prefer as your stepdad? Scott Disick or Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
Why?
I think Scott Disick's like a bad role model.
Okay. All right. More public with his
yeah.
Bad role
modeling. The interviews I've seen with and I think that like it's more, I wouldn't want to be any in the Kardashian family at all. I think it's extremely exploitative.
I agree.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt, I mean, he's seen, he might have a lot of demons that you don't see, but every interview I've seen him in, he seems very normal to me. Again, not saying he is normal. He appears much more down to earth and normal to me. Again, I've heard, I know that there's been incidents.
That could mean he's more psychotic.
It's possible, but I'm just judging based on the information that I have. So I would say definitely prefer Brad Pitt.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Who would you rather be, your husband's ex-wife? Kourtney Kardashian or Kim Kardashian?
I think Kim Kardashian, because she's more famous. She seems, when she's done with someone, to be done. Like, she's had a lot of past relationships, and I don't really see her, like, interacting with anyone that she used to date or be married to. She seems to, like, want to just be normal in it when things are done.
Right. You might have persuaded me on that point. I would have said Kourtney just because Kim is, like, more annoying to me as a person, and I'd rather just, like, share a husband with Kourtney Kardashian. I can't explain it. Like, I don't know. I just find that I would find it more... We're assuming everything's the same, like, amicable.
Right. I don't know. Kourtney hasn't had that many exes for, like me to... I guess she has, and I just forgot about them. What did she used to date?
Ewan's Benjima.
Someone else younger?
Justin Bieber.
All right. Would you rather Justin Bieber be your stepdad or Ben Affleck?
I think the better question is, who would you rather be your dad?
Okay.
And the answer to
Ben
that
Affleck.
Is it's Justin Bieber. And that's because I think he has more time to, like, recover.
Ben Affleck, like, seemingly hasn't done anything wrong, really. I guess he did sleep with the nanny, allegedly.
But what did Justin Bieber do that's, like, worse than Ben Affleck?
He was such an asshole for, like, 3 years. Do you remember that?
So was, right, but that was a very specific period.
With
and
the scissor?
Ben Affleck is also kind of
back
an
in
asshole.
The scissor days.
I forgot about that, but yeah.
Do you remember there was, like, a year that everyone hated Justin Bieber because he was just, like, such a piece of shit?
Is it too late now to say
he used to,
sorry?
Like, take his car and just, yes, like, ride around,
yeah,
and, like,
was.
Fuck shit up.
That's when Scooter Braun was saving his life. Okay, maybe you're right. Ben Affleck. Well, okay. My feeling is that, like, Justin Bieber, because he's younger and he has, like, more time to kind of, like, heal. So mm-hmm. That's one thing. And he is part of a younger generation. So he has, like, I think, I would assume maybe more like, maybe this isn't true of him, like, dynamic views of our generation that I would like more. But then I'm kind of thinking, like, Ben Affleck I think he's like a union man. Like, I think he's like a nice guy, other than like the times when he's kind of been in a depressed, terrible part of his marriage. I don't know.
I have a new game.
Okay.
Stepdad, real dad. Boss.
Yes. Okay.
Real Housewives edition. Sorry okay. for the people who don't like us talking about Real Housewives. This is just okay. a game.
Yeah.
Let's say Ken Todd,
okay.
Mauricio, and PK. Stepdad, dad, boss.
Okay. Dad, Mauricio. Boss, PK. Stepdad, Ken Todd.
Why?
Because I would like not want... Okay, I would not
you want Mauricio's jeans.
No, I just think Mauricio is the most affectionate to his family.
Outwardly.
Openly, outwardly. I mean, I think their family is very close. Like, call them fake, call them phony, call them putting on a show. But I actually think they, like, are really bonded and love each other. And... We're talking about, I mean, I'm putting him against like Ken Todd, I just think would be, I don't know. I don't want him to be my boss. I just feel like he could get thuggish on you very quickly. And I also think that I'd want him to be my stepdad.
You don't
want to
work at Sir.
No. Or at Vanderpump Rah Paris. I would want him to be my stepdad because like, it would be cool to have like his like wisdom and connections, but not have to like be too enmeshed with him and have him like control you.
I think I agree
PK,
with these.
And then PK, I think, would be...
What does PK do? Like a manager?
That's... Okay. And let me tell you, that was why I would choose him as my boss, because he would be the most, like, chill boss. And
Mauricio seems pretty chill on buying Beverly Hills.
I think it's way harder to sell homes than be whatever the thing PK is doing. Like, it's just... You're working on commission and fair. The agency's growing. It's like so big. And like, honestly, you ever met a realtor selling a home for the agency?
No.
They're all like the people on the show.
Okay. Enough said.
Am I like a teenager getting my first job?
No, it's today.
Do I already have my career like established or... Like, what am I doing for PK? I don't know if PK...
I don't know what he does.
That's why I'm saying, okay, I would choose him because of that. Because I don't know what he does.
Okay, fair.
I don't want to work for the other two.
Okay. Well, that was fun. I think I agree with you.
This is a good game.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll come with more dad, stepdad, boss.
We could also do mom, stepmom, boss.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fun too.
We can do sister, sister-in-law boss.
Yeah, this is such a fun game. Oh my God, we should make a card deck or something.
Okay. Ariana, Stassi.
Yeah.
And Brittany Cartwright.
This is sister,
sister-in-law boss.
Ariana, Stassi, Brittany Cartwright. Okay. Kind of by the same logic, I would want Ariana to be my...
boss.
No,
I think she's the only one with a company.
That's the point. I don't want to, in this scenario, I'm trying to work as little hard as possible. You know, I wouldn't want Stassi to be my boss. She would like be a psycho.
Yeah,
same. But I'd want her to be my sister, which is, in my opinion, more of a compliment.
I agree. Sister, not sister-in-law, because sister-in-law is too far removed. She might be trying to like fuck with you.
She would. Yes, exactly.
She's trying to be like the power player.
Yeah. Exactly. She would like torture you as your sister-in-law. So I'm trying to avoid torture from Stassi. So I choose her as my sister.
Sister.
But also she'd probably be like such a good sister in some ways. Like, you know, if you're close. I mean, I'm sure you'd fight like crazy, but also... She would be like, she would
have your back.
Defend you. She would have your back. She'd like tell you stuff and help you with stuff. And like, you know, she'd be a good sister. Sister-in-law, Ariana, I think that she would be like a good person to like bring into your family that you could like bond with. Cause she's good in that type of environment.
I could see that. And then you want to work for Brittany so that you can just fuck around making beer cheese all day.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. I agree. All right. Who are we sending to the Caymans? Is there anyone to send this week?
It seems like Jared Leto is looking for adventure. So let's send him.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, there's really no reason that he needed to scale the Empire State Building. So this ambition will get you nowhere. Go to the Caymans.
Yeah, ta-ta. Exactly. Go to the Caymans. I don't like that you scaled the Empire State Building for attention.
Exactly. You probably caused like traffic.
You should have scaled it for a cause, dude.
I know. Not for your stupid band.
Yeah. No one cares about your band. I don't remember the name anymore. Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
That's good? It.
All right. That is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Sammy.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.